offering to you a copy of God's Word. It is offered to you free of charge and without cost or obligation to you yourself. It is an extract from the Bible entitled Mark's Gospel, for a good place to begin reading the Bible. And who knows, maybe this would be an extra special Christmas for you this year, in receiving the gift of God's written word. Maybe perhaps you would come to a knowledge of God's living word. Both, of course, are offered to you freely, yours to take and to receive, and to know that eternal life that Jesus came to give to us, to impart to us. In the Bible, the Lord Jesus, he tells us that there is something that must happen to us, something that God must do with us in order for us to enter his kingdom. He says, in the words of Jesus himself, he says, you must be born again. He says, unless one is born again, they cannot, born that is, of water and the Spirit, they cannot enter the kingdom of God. It is vital, it is an imperative, no one enters God's kingdom without this new birth. And of course, well, Jesus at the time was speaking to a man who was extremely religious. So if religion doesn't do it, what does? Well, the new birth. You see, religion and the life and the forgiveness, the kingdom of God that Jesus came to impart to us, are not quite the same thing. And then, of course, this man was, well, you could say he was well-bred. He was well-taught, well-brought up, educated. He would have been a clever man. He was an educator in the land of Israel. So these things do, you see, don't bring and don't qualify us for God's kingdom. What he held to, what he believed to, you see, was, well, in his own acknowledgement, his religion was powerless. And of course we find this today, do we not, throughout the world. There is so much religion and so many people who subscribe to religion, and yet it's utterly powerless to bring the kingdom of God, the blessings of God, and to bring the new life that God would impart to us. Religion, you see, just does not do it. So this man, in coming to Jesus, he acknowledged that what Jesus was doing must be of God. He saw the good things, he saw the kindness, he saw the compassion, he saw the mercy of God operating in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. But in coming to Jesus, you see, it was an acknowledgement that what he had just did not come anywhere near the mark. But at least he came to Jesus, and that's a good starting point. And maybe, perhaps I could suggest to you this afternoon that that's exactly where you go to, or rather, who you go to with your questions, with your doubts, your fears, your needs, anxieties, worries, whatever they might be. Jesus is the person to go to with your questions. He's best equipped to answer them. So what is this new birth that Jesus talks about when he says you must be born again? When he says that unless one is born of water and the Spirit, they cannot enter God's kingdom, what on earth is it? Well, it's a new life. First of all, it's not a new religion, Many people change their religion. In fact, I was reading an account of a man who's in court this week for murdering one of our soldiers. And he's spoken apparently of how that he was brought up in the Christian faith, but then a change came. He decided to join another religion, to become an Islamist. Well, I would think perhaps maybe if you were wanting to change your religion, that you would want something just a little bit better than that. No, you see, a person can change their religion. You've got a whole plethora of them that you can choose from. But it's not a new religion. It's a new life. It's the life that God alone can impart to a man or to a woman. It's experiencing the supernatural operations of God. It's a miracle. Not just affirming the supernatural. Many people who believe in the supernatural, well, you can tell that, can't you? By the movies that you watch. You know, some of all the dark occult stuff to do with Satan and demons and stuff, people become enthralled with it. Oh yes, I believe in the supernatural, you say. But when we come to you and talk to you about the supernatural activity of God, you laugh in our faces, you mock us. You see, people, it's not just affirming the supernatural, believing in it, but experiencing the supernatural power, the miraculous work of God, giving you, imparting to you a new life. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is life. He is the life. He says himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Not just that there's life in Jesus, but that he is able, he has the supreme ability to impart life to others. Eternal life, that is. Many, many people are looking for life, especially some of you young people. Oh, you go into the world, into the clubs and the drink and the drugs. Why? Because, well, you want to live. I just want to live my life to the full, you see. But all you find is what? Nothing but death and destruction. You don't find life because the world can't give you life. Only one person who can give you life, and that's Jesus Christ. He is the author of life, and he is the one who imparts life eternal to others. So you see, people, without Jesus, you cannot, you do not have life. And the Bible says, how do we connect with Jesus? By believing in him. How do we connect with that life? By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, the person who has experienced this miracle of the new birth is a person who expresses it in faith that they have believed in Jesus Christ and they have received new life. It's not only new life, it's a new nature given by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that the flesh, in our natural state and condition, that doesn't profit anything as far as God's concerned. You know, we're born into the world, naturally speaking, and that's as good as it gets. Unless that is, this miracle by God is performed on us. Unless we receive this new life and this new nature. You see, all it does is give us natural life. The flesh, that is. But the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you must be reborn, he has the ability to give us spiritual life, supernatural life, this miracle of God. But without Jesus Christ, you shall not see life, the Bible tells us. You shall not see heaven. You shall not see God, because a person cannot enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Jesus says so. So you see, it's a new life a new creation, person who has been reborn, person who has experienced this new birth, the Bible likens them to a new creation. Not just the old patched up, not just God putting a plaster, as it were, on your old life, but giving you a new life and making you a new creature. Born of water, what does that mean? It means washed and cleansed of all the dirtiness of sin. It's what God promised in the Old Testament. I'll sprinkle you with clean water, I'll wash you and make you clean. Forgiven, you see, all the old washed away, and behold, everything has become new. That's what it means to be born of water, to be justified before God, right with God, forgiven, pardoned, cleansed, washed and clean, and acceptable to God. But that's not enough. You need to be born of the Spirit too. You see, there has to be that imparting of new life, a life of power, spiritual life, energy, that enables you to live as a child of God in obedience to God's word and God's commands. God puts into your heart and life new principles, new affections. You find yourself desiring what you never desired before. You desire Jesus. You desire God. You desire His kingdom. You desire His word, the Bible. You desire His people, the church. You see, people, that's what the new birth is. That's what it's about, and that's what it does. Before this happens, we were corrupt, we were formed in sin, but the new birth changes us and makes us partakers of the divine life, restored to the image of God and communion with God, born from above. So there's the question. Not are you religious? Yes, I know you are. I can tell by the way that you dress that you're religious. No. Not asking you, are you religious? Asking you, have you been born again? You must be, Jesus says, unless one is born again. A water in the Spirit cannot enter the kingdom of God. Have you been born again? Are you a new creature? Have you got a new life from Jesus? That's the question, and the one that you must answer. So you see, it's a necessity. It's vital because Jesus said so. A man, a preacher, was once asked by an atheist, why do you people keep saying you must be born again? And his answer was, he said, because you must be, in order, that is, to enter the kingdom of God. Listen to how the Bible describes a person who hasn't been born again, dead in sin, children of wrath, lovers of the darkness, hearts of stone, cannot submit to the law of God, nor will do. You see, people, heaven and hell is at stake here. It's so important. And so I plead with you on behalf of Jesus Christ that you would consider these things this Christmas. A real Christmas. Make it a real one. Why Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners so that you might be reborn, made a new creature, and given a new life. Because you see, people, without the new birth, you cannot understand the things of God. They're strange to you. It's like a myth. It's like a fairy tale to you. That's why you mock and laugh. We know we understand. You see, your minds, your hearts have been darkened, blinded by the God of this age, is what the Bible says. But when the Spirit of God comes, oh, He brings light. He brings understanding. Then you begin to say, ah, I see now. I understand it all now. I realize who Jesus is, what He is, and why He came. You see, people, unless God commands the light to shine into your heart and mind and reveal the knowledge of Himself in the face of Jesus Christ. Well, people, you need to be born again for that, you see. But then the other thing is that you can't receive anything from God, any blessing from God, until you have been born again. Because of what you are, because of your deadness and sin, because of your condition, because you're dead to spiritual things. I mean, would you expect a corpse? Would you expect someone who's dead to respond to you? Well, how can you respond to and receive the things of God if you're dead in sin? And then because of what God is, He is holy. The Bible describes Him as the thrice holy God, and one, of course, Him, well, in a state of sin, in a state of deadness and darkness, how could you possibly receive, connect with, have anything to do with a holy God? And then, of course, because of what heaven is. I mean, if you were to go to heaven, if that were possible, in your present state and condition, you wouldn't be happy, you wouldn't enjoy it, because in heaven they sing praises to Jesus, night and day, all the time. So, people, the Bible says that in heaven, there's nothing unclean, nothing that tells a lie. You see, people, you would be perfectly miserable in heaven if you went there in your present state and condition. That's why you must, you need to be born again. Unless one is born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. I know it's unsettling. I know it's unsettling, because we all like to think it's down to us. You see, we have these delusions of grandeur. We have this self-righteousness. We think that if, well, was I to become a Christian, I'd be doing God some kind of a favor. You know, this is the kind of delusions that we live with. You see, it's not down to us, it's down to God. And that's unsettling. You see that, well, we're in the hands of somebody else, that somebody else is in control and not me. But that's exactly how it is. God does it. God must do it. By His Spirit, He brings about this miracle, this supernatural act of God, bringing a person to be born again. So how does He do it? Well, it's not worked by wisdom, human wisdom. You can be as clever as you like. You can be as clever as somebody like Professor Dawkins. But he can't see it. He can't see it either. He's as blind as a bat, spiritually I mean. So it's not by wisdom, it's not by man's cleverness. You can't reason your way into the kingdom of God. It's not by power, human strength. It's not by religiosity. You've got a world full of religion and religious people, but not born again. And neither is it by morality. You could be the most respectable person in the entirety of the potteries and still unacceptable to God. But this is the argument you make. I'm okay, thank you very much. You know, never did anything wrong, never robbed a bank, never did drugs and so on. And so that were the sum and substance of sin. Listen to God's view of you without the new birth. Dead in sin, children of wrath, lovers of the darkness, hearts of stone, and cannot submit and will not submit to God's law. You see, people, that's the state and condition of all of us. Unless that is, we are born again of God's Spirit. Then, and then alone, can we enter the kingdom of God. If it was down to us, we would be boasting. What a good thing I did. I became a Christian today, don't you know? Well, God will not have anybody boast in His presence. It's worked by God alone. But here, people, listen up. Here's the reason for for Christmas. Here's the real reason for Christmas. Thank God for Christmas time. Because you see, people, it's the time of the incarnation, the coming of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born into this world so that you could be reborn in heaven. That's the message of Christmas. That's why he came, so that you could be born again, be a new creature in Jesus, and have a new life, eternal life in him. He was born to die. He was born to rise again from the dead, so that you could be justified before Almighty God, made right with God, washed and cleansed and given new life. You see, people, no baby Jesus, no incarnation, no Christmas, no new birth, no new life, no new creature. You must be born again, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus appeared. He was born into this world. He appeared to take away sin, to wash away the filth that makes us unfit for God and for his kingdom, that keeps us out of his kingdom. Jesus, by his blood alone, you see, can wash away the filth and the dirt of sin. And Jesus tells us, well, the Spirit's like the wind. He comes and he goes as he wills, and you cannot tell where he comes from or where he goes. Just like the wind. But I tell you this, you can feel the effects of his presence and of his blowing are so evident, mysterious and secret, but powerful and evident. And I tell you where he loves to blow. I'll tell you where the Spirit of Jesus Christ loves to blow more than anywhere else, and that's in the preaching of the gospel, the good news about Jesus, the message of Christmas. He loves to blow where the gospel is being proclaimed. And that's how that men and women come to be born again. They hear the message of salvation, and God's Spirit enables them to attend to the things that they hear in the preaching of the gospel, the good news about Jesus. So this Christmas time, thank God for Christmas. Thank God for the Christ child. Thank God for the manger. Thank God for the Son of God, who came that you might be born in him, and that he might be born in you. Without Christmas, there is no new birth. Without Christmas, there can be no faith. Without Christmas, no pardon. Without Christmas, no purity. Without Christmas, no heaven. Without Christmas, you could not enter the kingdom of heaven, because you could not be born again. But you must be, and you can be, because God has made it possible. So rich in mercy, so great, so vast in his love, in sending his Son Jesus Christ into the world, that men and women might be born again of the Spirit of God and given new life and made new creatures. People, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, his word, his terms, not mine. He says it, you must be born again. So once again I ask you, people, not are you religious, not do you attend a place of worship, not do you go to church, not do you say your prayers, not do you read a Bible. I ask you, have you been born again? Because unless one is born again, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again. People, you'd like to read about these things for yourself? We urge you to do so. If you've any questions, we would like to try and answer them if we can. But I offer you, free of charge, no cost, no obligation to you, copy of God's Word, a free Christmas gift for you, your first one maybe. Take it and read it if you will. It's absolutely free. But then so too is God's living Word. You can take the written Word, but you can also take the living Word home with you. That is, receive and believe on Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. To as many as received Him, to them He gives the authority, the right to become children of God. People, you'd like a copy of God's Word? As I say, offered to you, free of charge, no cost or obligation to you. Go home, people, take it, read it, cry out to God, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And who knows, maybe perhaps this will be the best Christmas that you ever had, receiving the gift of God, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. You'd like a copy of God's Word? You come and ask for one. God bless you.